Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In his first televised face-to-face interview in 6 weeks, President Trump said it's very bothersome that the man leading the probe into possible ties between his campaign and Russia is friends with the former FBI director James Comey. The president told Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends that special counsel Robert Mueller is a close friend of Comey's. Mr. Trump also disputed Comey's claim that he had asked Comey for a vow of loyalty during a private meeting at the White House. Mr. Trump tweeted, Comey better hope that there are no tapes.
I didn't tape, and I don't have any tape, and I didn't tape. But when he found out that that there may be tapes out there, whether it's governmental tapes or anything else, and who knows, I think his story may have changed. I mean, you'll have to take a look at that, because then he has to tell what actually took place at the events.
Also in the news, a series of close encounters this month over the Baltic Sea and the U.S. shooting down of Russian allies' aircraft in Syria. Those have triggered concerns among defense analysts that any direct incident between Russia and the United States, even if accidental, could quickly spiral out of control. Two back-to-back bombs went off Friday in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 25, wounding more than 100 others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the bombings and said he hoped those responsible were brought to justice. U.S. State Department offered condolences to the victims and their families. The attack happened just after a car blew up, killing 13, wounding 20 others. This is VOA News. On the first anniversary of Britain's decision to leave the European Union, leaders from the bloc have ended a summit in Brussels with questions about the residency rights of EU citizens in Britain once it exits the regional grouping. Addressing them, British Prime Minister Theresa May discussed the fate of the 3 million EU citizens who call Britain home.
I want all those EU citizens who are in the UK, who've made their lives and homes in our country, to know that no one will have to leave. We won't be seeing families split apart. People will be able to go on there, living their lives as before.
EU Council President Donald Tusk said his first impression is that the UK offer is below EU expectations and risk worsening the situation for its citizens. Exit talks between Britain and the EU started earlier in the week and must be concluded within 2 years. It was the first summit since Britain triggered Article 50 in March, the official notification to leave the European Union. United Nations is reporting that 250 million people used drugs in the year 2015, and of these, about 30 million suffered from drug disorders such as addiction. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN Office on Drugs and Crime.
The report says opioids, including heroin, are the most harmful drug type, accounting for 70% of drug-linked health problems worldwide. It says opioids are responsible for many premature drug deaths. Of the 12 million people who inject drugs worldwide, the report finds 1 in 8, or 1.6 million people, are living with HIV, and more than half, or slightly more than 6 million, are living with hepatitis C. Despite the many health problems afflicting drug users, the report by the UN Office on Drugs and Crime finds only 1 in 6 people seeking help have access to drug treatment programs. The report says organized crime groups are reaping huge profits from the multi-billion dollar drug trade, generating between 1/5 and 1/3 of their revenues from these illicit sales. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And in preparation for the 2024 Olympic bid, Paris transformed the area around the River Seine into an Olympic park, hosting events to make one final push for the rights to host the Games. The last time the French capital hosted the Olympics was 1924. Paris and Los Angeles here in the United States are the two cities competing to host the Games in 2024. Los Angeles last hosted the event in 1984. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.